In his opening remarks, Mr. Diros reiterated the continued partnership of the German government to Nigeria by promoting environmentally sustainable solutions for energy generation and distribution. The German Consul General added that Germany and its partners in the European Union are also committed to make the Paris United Nations Climate Summit in December 2015 a success. One of the speakers at the seminar, Mr. George Rush, noted that for there to be a successful local production of solar panels in Nigeria, a large market demand for solar energy is needed to drive the investment.
You will not create more volume on the market by opening a production plant. No, it's the other way around. First, you have to create the market, for example, a 1 million rooftop project in Nigeria, and then you will attract investment. First, you need to increase the market volume.
An energy entrepreneur, Mr. Femi Adeyemo, who deploys solar energy pilot project in a poor community in Lagos, said access to fund has been a challenge to expansion of affordable renewable energy for the poor. The head of energy and environment DEX of the German industry and commerce in Nigeria, Mrs. Babel Fryer, said the seminar was a way of showcasing energy solutions that are environment friendly and also provide a platform for Nigerian energy entrepreneurs to learn from Germany's success in the use of renewable energy solutions.
Nigeria is of course a market for renewable energy. We have a lot of very well developed solutions for the problems here which can help Nigeria and Africa in general.
The seminar, which was organized with the aid of the Climate Fund of the German Federal Foreign Office, is the fourth in its series. I am Tina Armstrong.